I know where some of them are, but I don't know where everybody is. You got to fight hard enough, and that's it. That's funny. Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know where I'm going.
Glory, glory.
Oh, yeah. Glory, 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 glory. I almost feel like God wants to do something different today. And I'm trying to hear. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just feel right now we need to lift up some people that need healing. You know, the enemy's been attacking our families. Big time. Okay, could be mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, children, wives. Now Trish is being attacked. She got vertigo. The vertigo got to go. And Sharon's sister fell when she was on vacation, and she broke something, and she's in surgery actually right now. I don't know what she broke, but so I just feel right now that we need to pray for people. I don't know if you know anyone also personally that needs healing. So Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and praise you. We cover this body in the blood of Jesus. Lord, you tell us don't go by what we see, but what you're doing. So, Lord, I ask you right now to turn this situation over. Lord, these attacks of the enemy towards our families have got to stop in Jesus' name. I declare right now that everyone is healed and whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Whatever the situation is, Lord, we send out your healing word into Trish, into Linda's sister Sharon right now in the name of Jesus and anyone else that needs to be healed. I thank you and praise you. I thank you, Lord, that we are totally healed and restored. Alan is totally healed and restored in the name of Jesus. Dawn is totally healed and restored in the name of Jesus. Annette, you're totally healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jason, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you. Anyone else, you call out the name. Yes, we come in agreement right now in the name of Jesus. Rita's son David, we send your healing word out to him now in the name of Jesus to be totally healed. We send out your healing into Carla right now in the name of Jesus. Even inner woundings got to be healed. Everything needs to be healed because Jesus paid for it on the cross. Sean. Okay, Father, we lift up Sean right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we cover him in the blood. Lord, we come against this accident and this trauma right now, and we thank you for restoring his body in the name of Jesus. We pray for Jay Helm, Lord, to restore him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and by the stripes of Jesus, he is healed. We take authority. We take authority right now. You've given us all authority because we're seated in heavenly places with Christ. We are above and not beneath. So whatever is going down wrong down here, we take authority over it right now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Annette. Yes, give praise to the Lord. Because he's the healer, he's the deliverer. Annette, you'll have to give out the envelopes today. You're everything today. Okay. Okay, Annette will go around. If you like to give through, or you need an envelope, if you want to give through a credit or debit card, you can see Deja today. Deja's going to get you through that. Anybody need an envelope? so Annette could see you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the scripture says in Luke 6:38, give generously and generous gifts will be given back to you, shaken down to make room for more. Abundant gifts will be poured out upon you with such an overflowing measure that it will run over the top. Your measurement of generosity becomes the measurement of your return. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It said, the other version said, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. People will give back to you. For whatever you sow, you shall reap. You're going to reap a harvest, no matter what it looks like. My flesh is crawling right now, but I'm not going to go by that. She knows what I'm talking about. We talked about this before service. The enemy has been like, whew, really? No more is right. No more. Devil, you're nothing but a bully that tries to deceive us. Thank you, Lord. Kick out the teeth. Jesus kicked them out for us, see? Jesus did all the work. We just have to believe. Yeah, the hard part. That should be the easy part, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling something, but I'm not sure what. Take your time. We're not in a hurry. We're not going anywhere. We were supposed to have a guest speaker today. A man from, where was he from? Kenya. And he couldn't get his visa or anything. They won't let him out of the country. We probably wouldn't let him in either. So. No, he came to speak. He came. That's, he told him he was coming over here to do a conference. Right. Okay, well, maybe God. We're ready to go? All righty. Okay. Well, Father, we thank you for the abundance. I'm going to see the abundance no matter what, okay? And I want you guys to. Whatever you're believing for, it's going to come to pass, because that's what the word says. So, Lord, we lift up these tithes and offerings to you. We lift up, Lord, that you are our provider no matter what we see. You still will provide for us. You even supply every need that we have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that the gates of heaven are open to us and you're pouring out such blessings upon us. And you even say in Malachi 3 that you shut the door of the enemy. So, Lord, we thank you that when we tithe and bring offerings, you shut the door of the enemy upon our finances, our families, our everything. You just make sure that we are okay. So, Lord, we thank you for your word, which will never, ever return to you void, and it has to produce what it says. We thank you for the multiplication in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory. Yes. Clapping is okay. We like clapping. Okay. I don't know what happened to George. We haven't seen George in a few weeks. So, it's up to you what you want to do. Oh. Okay. Is he okay? Because he hasn't been here. Okay. Okay. But he has to recover, right? More than recover. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tuesday at 3 p.m. every afternoon, we have our awesome time of prayer. And we pray. And if you have a prayer request, please text it to on the bottom of the schedule. We have cell numbers that you could text your prayer request to us, and we will certainly pray. Okay, Saturday, this coming Saturday at Carla and Steve's house. It's this Saturday coming. They're having an open house, a picnic, and they also have a pool. And on the back table, there's flyers with their address on it. The time will be from 3 to 7. They live in Easton. Okay, and we just want you to sign up on here if you haven't already and bring a dish. And so they just want to know how many people are going to be there. So for all the other things, they're going to be supplying the hot dogs and the hamburgers, but they're just asking for a side dish. They have a pool. I don't know what the temperature is going to be. They said it's going to be fall-like this week, but you can go swimming, and if you need bring somebody that needs to be water baptized, we will certainly do that also. So, did everybody sign this board? I was going to pass it around. Did anybody not sign the board yet and would like to? Okay. So, Rita, I'm going to put you in charge of the board. After you're done, you can put it in the back, okay? Everybody's not raising their hands, so everybody's alive today, though, right? Okay, I got to make sure. Yeah, I think so. I'm alive. Okay, I didn't change the schedule yet, but we have someone coming in October, and it's really, it happened to be God, because October 5th, Rob Radosti is coming back, and it was 18 years ago exactly that date that we launched him out into ministry. So what we're going to do is, we're going to have a surprise party for him. We'll have everything set up like a luncheon, but he'll preach. But I'm not going to tell him about the surprise. Okay? So I will have that on the next schedule next week. Okay, November 2nd, Sunday, Ed Cowens will be back. And then December 7th, Dean Braxton will be back with us. And then we're talking about Christmas already and New Year, and then February 1st, 2026, Dennis Rainier will be back with us, Sunday at 10:30. How about that? Wow. You know what? Just hold on a minute, okay? I want to see if I could do something. I think I got what the Lord wants me to do. Okay, just hold on. I got to talk to them back here first. Okay, thank you, Lord. I was going to say, Eric, are you up there? Play some music. It might be quick when I tell you to stop, Eric. Take your time, Alan. Yeah, I'm going to have you play a game. I don't know. Your work today. I'm going to show you another, they're pretty sure they can get it, another Chuck Pierce video. A few days ago. Thank you. waiting for the okay. Okay about this change? Are you okay? You fall asleep. Ready? Okay, Eric.
You're walking into the restoration of something that happened in another time frame. And so,
for in a moment, stop. No, this is the one I played before. This isn't it. That was the one I played a few weeks ago. If you can't do it, then I'm going to have to go do my message. Okay, everything went well. I got a text from Linda. Everything went well in surgery for her sister Sharon. So she's recovering right now. Thank you, Jesus. You're okay now? All right, try it again.
Let me show you something. How the Lord began to speak to me. This is how it came. Go ahead, Brian. They ran a 5K marathon this week. My girl and Deborah Drake. Everybody say Deborah Drake. Margo is one of the best runners in the whole Metroplex region. But Deborah decided to jump on this path. Now look at this. Go ahead, Brian. Margo won second. Let's thank God for her. She presses on. Deborah. Go ahead, Brian. But let me tell you something. She got to the end of the race. You better yell it out. You know, that's all the Lord's saying to you today. Are you going to make it to the end?
Come on.
Look at somebody and say, that's the real question. You're going to make it to the end of this thing. Well, let me tell you a few things the Lord's saying, because I want you to be able to ponder them this week. First of all, he's saying the time is now. Everybody say now. Today, while it is still today. That's what he says in Hebrews. And you're warring for the next dimension of glory. And that is the dimension where you're going to get a key to your next harvest. I was speaking in Poland, I think it was, and they couldn't get the word dimension. And dimension means you got to go through and into a place you haven't been yet. Look at somebody and say, there's more out there for me. Now, and so what I want you to know, now take that 1 foot you step forward with and put it out again. See, there's an anointing of timing, and you just started it for the week ahead. And And see, you're in this process of time, and some way or another, if you keep moving in the process, earth and heaven will align. And all of a sudden, when that happens, there's blessings coming down. Throw your hands up and say, I see it. It's already there. And it's the gates of heaven and the gates of earth that you're overtaking. The gates of hell shall not overtake you. And so you have to always focus on advancing. Even if you're having to go back and deal with something in your past, you are not going back, you're walking into it. Now I want you to remember that. You're walking into the restoration of something that happened in another time frame. And so this is very inherent for you to understand the Issachar anointing that we have access to. And so once you're learning the significance of that, you're beginning to have revelation every step you take. Now let's do this. Stand up. Now put that one foot out again. Now pull the other one up with it. Now put the other one out again. Say, look how far I've already made it. Listen to me. You may be seated. And so, in this era of war, you have to remember, I'm not stopping in this era. Now, there is an end that you come to in your walk. And then that end is your beginning. And so it's very important that we recognize it, and especially this year because we're halfway there. Now look at somebody and say, you've already made it halfway, don't go back. And the issue is, this year we start going up in a new way. Look at somebody and say, Romania, the guy James trained in Romania did a song, and in it, it was three words, up, up, up. Tell somebody, up, up, up. And so we're pressing toward time shifting. That's what the Feast of Tabernacles is about. It's a celebration of 7 days where you are required not to grieve. Look at somebody and say, that is so difficult. Doesn't matter what you've gone through. You're required to resist grief and celebrate because your time's changing. And where we're going into is from halfway high places to stake our claim on the boundaries of our promise. That means once you stake your claim, think of Hiroshima, where you saw them put that flag down. See, once you stake your claim, you have to say, wait a minute. My future is in God's hands. And whatever's going to try to put their hand in my boundaries, that hand is not going to be able to take from me. Now, and so this is what the Lord kept saying to me yesterday and this morning. There is a day of the Lord. See, a lot of people don't understand that phrase, and they don't understand that every step they're taking is toward the day of the Lord. But a lot of people do not recognize that day. They don't see the day of the Lord manifesting. And one of the reasons I believe God revealed first fruits to me when I was 18 and said, if you would always give me your first fruits, is because if I would always give him my first fruits, which I have done since I was 18, that I would recognize the day of the Lord. I would recognize what was approaching. I would recognize what was manifesting. See, a lot of people walk daily without the recognition of what's manifesting around them. Now, what's the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord is a visitation. That means some way on your path, you're going to get visited. It's also a moment. When you look at it in Greek and Hebrew. And it's a moment where your faithful worship, all of a sudden, got exalted. Just like Abraham, when he, after Abraham had been tested all that time, he told Abraham, now come up to this mountain Moriah. And when you come up there, worship me. Now, if Abraham had not gone through the testings that he had gone through and learned to worship through those testings, he would have been in the mess, a mess in the day of the Lord. Because, see, God, in this point of worship with Abraham, God was going to come to him. And he was going to reveal himself as the one who will cause him to see his provision. Then Abraham could hear his provision. Then God not only prophesied the next step to him, but prophesied the next step to the generations that were aligned with him. The day of the Lord is an outpouring that is going to, and Kiwi prophesied it today, it's going to go beyond your expectation. You're going to have to determine this week if your expectations are stopping the Lord's movement. If your actions that are linked with your expectation, where you're leaning on your own understanding, is really stopping the Lord from manifesting. No matter how good they are. See, when the Lord revealed first fruits from me, the first thing he said to me before he revealed first fruits was, lean not on your own understanding. He knew I was smart. He knew how my mind worked. And the Lord said, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me. I will direct your path. And if you'll give me your first fruits, those barns of yours that are empty will fill up. Those nerves of yours through all the trauma that your family has gone through the last 10 years will heal. That's all right there in Proverbs 3. And then he said to me, I can restore all you have lost. But I had to recognize there was a day. And it began with that day. And some way or another, I was going to have to enter in to that day before I could see the full manifestation of what he had said. The day of the Lord is this moment of salvation. You're saved the moment you're saved. But then what happens is all those layers of flesh tries to stop that new creature that has been birthed within you and unlocked within you from ever manifesting. The day of the Lord is a day of salvation. But not only are you saved, but you start the process of being saved, delivered. The day of the Lord is also a moment of judgment and punishment. because God only allows certain things to happen. And it can be determined by our acts. That's all in the Word of God. And you can't take that part out. You can act like a fool and get grace for a long time. But then you can act like a fool one day and grace in there. All of a sudden, the day of the Lord is there. Linda knows this very well because she and a team here minister in prison. See, you have to know that some way in today, while it is still today, I have to recognize that God made the day. It's a moment where those enemies you've been fighting, all of a sudden, they fall. Now, there's not a one of you in here that will not have some sort of enemy. There's not a one of you on the web. And if you operate in the laws of God, when I say laws, I'm talking about the principles of God, like gravity, the laws of use, the laws of giving, the laws of love. What's going to happen is that enemy that's trying to stop you will have to fall, because he will have to meet the Lord on your path. Now look at what you're doing back here. You'll sleep back here? He will have to meet the Lord on your path. Was that speaking to you? Well, do something. He has to meet the Lord on your path. It's also a day where all of a sudden you go through things. And through those things, you get cleaned up. Look at somebody and say, you know, we can always get a little more bright. That's why when people start all that stuff about the rapture, that's what they get mixed up with, the rapture. That, oh, the rapture is coming. The rapture ain't coming till we get the day of the Lord. When they get into all that with me, I said, you telling me we're without spot and wrinkle? I look out and see leopards. He ain't coming back as long as we're leopards. See, so every day we can get brighter and brighter because the Spirit of God rising up in us pushes all those dark spots in us out, and then once they're out, you can just wipe them off. That's why you see people having to be baptized, because all of a sudden something else got pushed out, and they know they want their conscience to remain clean, therefore they enter into baptism. The day of the Lord, and this is what I'm pressing toward, and this is why I go all over the world, and so many of us do. It's a remnant where the seekers begin to emerge. See, you'd have a hard time coming here if you weren't seeking something. This place is wild. It's unconventional. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, unless you watch Robert. And Robert's not real 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's this incredible moment where restoration hits you. See, that happened to me in March this year. All of a sudden, a dimension of restoration I had never experienced penetrated my body. Now, the day of the Lord, when it's looking about judgment, it's talking about a reversal of things that's been created. In other words, he will judge cities. He comes down. I will come down and visit Babel to see what they're building. And so Every city has a day of the Lord. Every nation has a day of the Lord. Ours got postponed in November. God showed it to me. And I'm going to say that again. He showed me ours getting postponed because we were on the verge of it. I think one of the things we confuse the day of the Lord with is it's this universal accountability, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and there can come a day where everything's like dominoes. That's why we pray for nations. Because one nation can fall and then all nations can fall. But the day of the Lord will still come, and there will be a remnant of seekers arising from those nations. You have to say, I want to be a part of that group. Tell somebody. Now, I asked Robert this week. Let's thank God for Robert. I called him this week and I said, you're going to have to help me out, because, you know, Isaac Petrie speaks all this, I speak all this, and what I want you to do is really help me reveal the three heavens that we live in. Look at somebody and say, you're living in three heavens right now. Go ahead, Brian. Now, if you are a blood-bought, spirit-dwelled believer, you are seated in the third heaven. Jesus went up and sat, and then he gave you a seat. I go to prepare a place for you. That's not just some big mansion that everybody thinks they're going to get. He went to prepare a place for those who knew the Spirit of God, that had embraced his Spirit, and they would be seated with him. So, third heaven, you gain access. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says there's a wisdom that you can get, because Satan can't go up to that seat and gain access anymore. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, when he shed his blood, when he went to hell, and then when he ascended over death, hell, and the grave, Satan lost his access to Father. You, by receiving the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, gained your access to Father. Now, if you've never experienced that, don't leave today till you grab somebody and say, I gotta have my day of salvation. That's third heaven activity. That's where I live. You need to tell somebody, that's where I live. If you don't live there, if you're not aware you live there, you need to become aware of living. But there's these other two heavens that I'm having to maneuver in. Go ahead. See, in the first and second heaven, there's lots of war. So if I don't live in the third heaven, this war is going to get way too intense for me down here. And I'm not going to be wearing what is necessary for me to wear, as Ephesians 6 says, to contend in it. So Paul says daily you're going to have to put on that armor, and that's up in the third heaven. So you move in the war in the second and first. Go ahead, Brian. See, and a lot of times, you're walking down here in this first heaven, but even though he broke the headship of Satan, that second heaven is full of creatures. And some of them are after you. Look at Emma right there and say, some of them are after you, Emma. So if you don't go up to the third heaven in seen it where you've been given, you're not going to know what to do with some of those in the second heaven when they pop into your first heaven. Does that make sense? Let's thank God for Robert one more time. He can do it. Now, that's what this year's about. This is a year linked with, hey, the window. Everybody say, hey.
Hey.
Now, that window has a lot of movement in it. And you're going to be able to walk into what you've been given access to and ride the word like a whale back down into the sea of mankind. And it's layers of glory. See, once you go in to the Father, there's layers of glory He's going to put on you. That's really what the Shield of Faith is. Robert and I, best book, one of them I think we've ever written. It's about the Shield of Faith. Because that Shield of Faith is seven layers of blood-soaked, glory-filled layers that the era of hell will not press through. But you're going to have to go up there to get those layers. Now, there's a few things I want to say. We are in the year where our path changes. Now, you have a path. I think of Luke chapter 5 when the disciples, they were being taught. That's what the word disciples mean. But they were still fishermen, fishing. And Jesus decided to get in their boat. See, a lot of us are always going to be assigned out in the world. But there comes a time, there comes a day, where Jesus gets in your boat. And you know what? Even in the world, when He gets in your boat, all of a sudden, everything about your rule of fishing that you're doing starts to change. He got in their boat and He said, wait a minute, we're going back out. And they said, but we spent all day. And He said, but the day of the Lord is here. I'm in your boat. See, why am I saying that? Because some of you don't recognize Him in your boat. Therefore, you miss the day of the Lord. And once He got out there, He said, but you've been fishing wrongly the whole time. So we're going to cast our nets to the other side. See, the day of the Lord is going to bring you new strategy. It's going to bring you the ability to break some obsessive, compulsive pattern that you couldn't break yesterday. And all of a sudden, you're going to break into a dimension you've never broken into. And before long, your path shifts. Because God has a path. That's what Psalm 16 says. You've made known to me the path of life. You'll fill me with your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter and brighter till the full light of day. Now, stand up one more time. Get to where you made it when this day started. You had two steps. You got two steps already. All right. Now, what that verse says is, every time you take a step today, it's going to get brighter. If you will recognize that there is a manifestation of His Spirit happening in your day, in your way, the next step you take will get brighter. All of you at home, you better be upstepping. So you don't have to rush down your path, or you're going to get way ahead of the light. All you got to do is step. And before long, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And then keep stepping. And then on your path, eventually, you're going to step into a miracle. See, don't make this miracle thing, don't make the miracle what you want with your expectations the day of the Lord to be. You're going to have to walk into it. And then the day of your miracle is there. I've walked into the days of my miracle. And that's where all of a sudden history changes on your path. All of a sudden atmosphere changes on your path. All of a sudden the event you just stepped into, it could be at a rock concert. It can be at a rodeo. All of a sudden what you stepped into becomes your event. Not the event you went to. All of a sudden, you have stepped in and you and God have created an event. And that event can change the whole world.
Hallelujah!
It can change your bedroom. It can change your family. It can change your workplace. It can change your city. It can change everything around you, your state, your nation. Now, Ben, I want you to get ready to play that song again. Dancers, I want you to get ready to lead us again. Because you're not sitting back down. Don't sit back down. No. Because you are being sent into a day for a new event to happen.
Yes.
I am looking for my next event. And Lord, if I keep stepping with you, I'm going to create that event.
Hallelujah.
Shout, the day of the Lord,
the day of the Lord
is on my path.
Things are going to change. I think they're shifting already because I've been going through change inside of me personally. I didn't realize that he was talking about Robert Henderson. Robert Henderson is on the courts of heaven. That's what he's noted for. So I guess it was at a conference. So wow, get ready, guys. You got to step into it. Are you ready? Deja's ready. She's all smiles. Things are changing. Big things are going to happen right around the corner. Right, Brad? I can sense it, feel it, know it. Don't know what exactly, but you're just sensing. Praise God. Well, if anybody here needs prayer today, we're here for you. And I'll send you off. There's nothing in the back. I look back there. There's nothing. Okay. So we have fellowship in the front with coffee and whatever. But like I said, if you need prayer, please stay and get it. But have an awesome week. Let me pray for you guys. Father, I just thank you and praise you for change. Lord, we're sensing change. Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us and guide us to stay on that path so we receive our miracle. And the day of the Lord is going to come to each and every one of us, and we will see this great awakening when everyone will awaken to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. Once again, I cover our families in the blood of Jesus. I call in the prodigals. I call in the unsaved to come into the kingdom. Lord, I thank you that you're advancing us, maturing us, you're changing us, so we will be without spot and wrinkle when you come back. So, Lord, I thank you and praise you for what you're doing. Fill us up. Supply every need and be with us wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. That was an awesome change, huh? I didn't expect to do that today. But I'll have a message next week. Praise you, Jesus.
United, we're invincible. That's for me and my house.